الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Islamic Lifestyle. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, today as well we have another very important topic of discussion. And before we jump straight into that, as always, our routine, remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? We have nothing to lose, too much to gain by making maximum amount of good intentions. Make them now that I'm watching the Silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well, to share this information that we learn, even if we remember one thing. But why remember one thing only? So grab your notebooks and your pens and note down the important Madani pearls so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits, blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood e Paak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this most beautiful narration wherein the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except for the shade of the Arsh, the throne of Allah azza wa jal. And three kinds of people will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah azza wa jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are these fortunate people? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, the one who removes a worry from my ummati, and the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites abundant amounts of durood e paak and salat upon me. Subhanallah. Well, don't we also want this honor, this privilege of being included amongst those fortunate people who will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment, where there won't be any other shade? Then we know what to do. Instead of wasting our precious, precious moments in useless activities and useless conversations, rather keep the tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and with durood e paak and salawat. Let's recite together, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the topic of discussion for today is going to center around something which is very close to us, very dear to us, that wealth that we have, that we work so hard for, to accumulate the wealth, to save wealth and possessions and properties. Are we giving sadaqah from that? Are we donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal? If we are, then Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If not, then when? Because that is your true wealth. The ulama kiram have mentioned that your real wealth, your true wealth is what you spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And think about it, that if you don't spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that money will be lost to you. One day, someday, when we close our eyes and we are gone 6 feet under, that wealth won't benefit us in any way. But the family members, they will distribute it as inheritance amongst themselves. In some cases or many cases, they will end up fighting with each other, taking each other to court to get a share of your hard-earned possessions and wealth and monies. But if you spend this maximum in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal with the correct intentions, then you will see these prophets of rewards and thawab, you will see in the grave and the hereafter as well. So that actually, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, is one's true wealth. Listen to this very thought-provoking parable for our encouragement and motivation to spend as much as we can according to our ability, our financial ability, according to our pockets, to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. This parable is recorded in the famous book called Uyunul Hikayat, published by Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami. You can obtain this book from Maktabatul Madina or download it for free from our website dawudislami.net. It's actually in reference to an authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Listen carefully. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there were three such people in the Bani Israel. One person was suffering from a blood disorder, leprosy, and his skin had a lot of spots on it. Another person had a bald head. With no disrespect to people out there who have less hair or no hair or are balded, but this is what the narration mentions, and you'll understand why in a few moments. But this person had a bald head and was not happy with this, because others would mock at him or insult him and make fun of him. And the third person was blind, no vision, he couldn't see. In order to test these three people, Allah Azza wa Jal sends an angel, a pure angel, in the form of a human being, to approach each of these three people. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The angel goes to the first person who has that blood disorder, that leprosy and the spots on his skin, and asks him that, which thing do you like the most? And the person replies, I like a good color and a healthy skin because of this disorder that I have, because of this people dislike me. And then the angel passes his hand over the body of this person, and what happens? Instantly, he is cured from this illness, and he has a very bright and radiant and beautiful skin color. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Then the angel asks him, which wealth do you like the most? And this person replies, I love to have camel. And immediately, a pregnant she-camel was arranged by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal through the dua of that angel. It was present before him, and he got so happy. And the angel makes dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you blessings in this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, the angel then goes to the second person who has the bald head and asks him, what do you like the most? And he says, I would like beautiful hair. Because of my bald head, people, they insult me. The angel then rubs his hand over the head of this person, and immediately a wonderful set of beautiful flowing hair appears on his head. The angel then asks, and tell me, what wealth do you like the most? And this person says, I would love to have a cow. And a pregnant cow is provided for this person. The angel makes dua that may Allah will grant you blessings in this. Now keep in mind, these people, they do not know that that person who's granting them all of this is an angel, and is granting them through the mercy and the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't know. Nevertheless, the angel goes to the third person who is blind and asks him as well, what would you like the most? And he says that, I would love if Allah Azza wa Jal restores my eyesight so that I could see people. The angel then passes his hand over the person's eyes, and immediately his vision is restored and he's able to see. And the angel then asks, and which wealth would you like? And the man replies that I would really love to have a goat or goats. Instantly, this person is blessed with a pregnant goat. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, over a period of time, that pregnant camel, cow and goat, they give birth. And this process, it continues and continues until entire fields are full of camels, of cows and of goats as well. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal sends this angel again in the form of a human being to these three people. He comes to the first person, the one who was suffering from the blood disorder before and had the spots on his skin, who was suffering from leprosy. The angel comes to him, but in the form of a poor person, and says that, respected sir, I am a very poor person. My provisions have run out on this journey of mine, and I don't have anybody or anything to take me to my destination. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you have been blessed by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal with so many camels. Could you please help me? Please assist me for the sake of the one who gave you beautiful skin. Please assist me. Give me a camel so that I may reach my destination. Listening to this, what happens? This person refuses and says, I've got so many commitments, so many responsibilities. Angel says, I know who you are. Aren't you the person who was suffering from the skin disorder, the blood disease and leprosy? People used to insult you, used to hate you and detest you because you had the disorder and you were poor. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, did He not grant you this wealth? The person replied, no, actually I've inherited all of this from my forefathers. The angel says, if you are a liar, may Allah Azza wa Jal turn you back to what your condition was. Allahu Akbar. Nevertheless, the angel goes to the second person, the person who did not have hair, and says the exact same thing, that I am in need of help and assistance. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you. And this person responds in the same manner, I don't know what you're talking about. All of this, these cows, I inherited from my family, and so I cannot help you. And the angel says to this person as well, if you are lying, then may Allah Azza wa Jal return you to your former condition, how you were. And then finally, this angel appears in the form of that beggar, the poor person, to the man who used to be blind, and says, I'm a poor person, and I'm a traveler, my provisions have run out. In this condition, I cannot reach my destination. I'm hopeful in Allah Azza wa Jal that you will assist me, because Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with this flock, with so many goats, that you can assist me in some way. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So for the sake of the one who restored your vision, your eyesight, please do assist me. Subhanallah. This person replies, listen carefully. He replies that yes, you are correct. There was a stage when I was blind, and by Allah Azza wa Jal restored my vision, gave me sight, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I was poor, and Allah Azza wa Jal made me wealthy, made me rich. And he addresses the angel and says, take whatever you want, how much you want, what you want, take it. I don't have a problem. I will not stop you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will grant you how much of this you desire, how much you want. Allahu Akbar. And then, when the angel hears this, the angel says that, whatever you have, keep it with you. I am not in need of it. Actually, the three of you were tested by Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased that you have pleased Him, that you have remembered Him, and is displeased with the two others who lied and did not assist the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A question to ask ourselves, if I was one of those three people If I was those people there, how would I react? Would I react as the unfortunate two did, or the one who Allah Azza wa Jal granted him that understanding that whatever I have, my possessions, my wealth, my properties, the money that I have in the bank or at home, etc., is actually from Allah Azza wa Jal, belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, and ultimately will return to Allah Azza wa Jal. I am just a medium here to receive all of this and to live my life, to look after my family, and of course, to give in the path of the one who gave me. The one who gave me is Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever blessing we have, whether it's these eyes that we are able to see, what a great bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. These ears I'm able to hear, this tongue I'm able to speak, I'm not disabled or crippled, I can use my hands, both hands, I can use both feet, I'm not insane, I can use my mind, my intellect. These are blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. Have we showed gratitude? Have we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal? How do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Ulama Ikram have mentioned one of the best ways to thank Allah Azza wa Jal is to be obedient to Him and to be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the perfect sunnah lifestyle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course to give sadaqat, to help those who are less fortunate, to help those who are underprivileged. How many people out there are digging in the bins so that they have something to eat to fill their stomachs? How many people out there? How many children out there? Allahu Akbar. How many out there don't even have a roof over their heads? They're sleeping on the streets. How many out there don't have access to pure drinking water? Allahu Akbar. How many out there don't have enough clothing, just maybe one or two sets of clothing which is torn and tattered? How do we help them? Are we helping them? Are we assisting them? Yes, besides taking our wealth, we work hard for it. But remember, Allah Azza wa Jal gives us whatever we have. Besides looking after myself and my family members and perhaps my friends, what about those who are poor out there? What about those who are needy, truly in need, who don't know where their next meal is coming from? How am I assisting them in my own little way? If every person out there, every Muslim out there thinks like this, Allah Akbar, don't you think we can eradicate poverty and the system of begging? This is what zakat is all about. Just 2.5%. Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of detail regarding zakat, how to calculate it, which recipients deserve my zakat, etc., the correct calculations. For this, I will advise you, do get in touch with Dawud Islami, with Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, and they will advise you to correctly calculate your zakah and to give it to the correct recipients. But besides zakah is a compulsory charity that we have to give if we fulfill the conditions. What about other sadaqat, your lillah, your voluntary charities and donations in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal? As they say, what your right hand gives, the left hand must not know, and vice versa. How much of this are we giving? So give. This is your real wealth. It looks like, you know, I'm losing out. Let's say if I have maybe 10 pounds or rands, dollars or rupees or whatever currency it is that you use wherever you are. I have 10 of that and I'm giving out 2 to somebody who is in need. So I've got 8 left. I'm losing out. Allahu Akbar. You're not losing out. Allah subhanallah azza wa jal. Because you see, the prophets of this world, we see it in front of us. If my investment is increasing, I see it, and so I'm happy and I invest more. But the prophet of rewards and thawab, we don't actually see it. We will see it on the day of judgment, but our belief is there that if we're doing it correctly and for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will indeed reward us with many more times. So never think that you are giving sadaqah, you are giving charity, but it is being wasted, or you will not gain something from that. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, ما نقص مال من صدقة. That sadaqah, charity, your donation does not reduce wealth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look at it from this angle, or this, as this example goes. If you have one seed in your hand, one seed, and you planted that one seed. Now how many seeds you have in your hand? Nothing. It looks like you have lost out, because you don't have any more seeds. But that seed that you planted, if you water it, you nurture it, you look after it, it will grow into a plant. Ultimately, it will grow into a tree, which will bear so many fruits, which contain maybe thousands or tens of thousands of seeds. So from one seed that you planted and you nurtured and it grew into thousands and thousands of seeds. So have you lost out? You have benefited. So similarly, but without comparison, is sadaqah. You give a charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're not losing out. You are gaining so much more, which you will truly see on the day of judgment. So this is your true blessing. This is your true wealth as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this wealth that we have is also a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in the Glorious Quran, Surah Al-An'am, verse 165, translation from Kanzul Iman. And it is He who has made you successors in the earth and ranked some of you high above others in order that He may test you what He has granted you. Allah SWT has granted us wealth, has granted us children, has granted us a family, has granted us a good healthy body. These are tests from Allah Azza wa Jal. Are we passing those tests? Are we using our organs, our limbs in the obedience or disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal? Am I encouraging my family members, my children towards practicing the sunnah, towards obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, as mentioned in the glorious Quran? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Am I using my wealth in the form of charities and donations in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal? So these are tests. Ask ourselves, am I passing this test or am I failing this test? Another very beautiful ayah of the glorious Quran, a verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 92. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. You shall never attain virtue until you spend in Allah's path the things that you love. And Allah is aware of whatever you spend. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is aware. We spend so much on ourselves, whether it's clothing or it's good food or processed foods out there in the takeouts. We spend so much. How much are we actually spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal? Not for the people, not to make the people happy, but to make Allah Azza wa Jal happy. To make the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. Sadrul Asadil Allama Mawlana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned with regards to this ayah that I have just recited, that Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, spending here refers to the general spending of all kinds of sadaqat, regardless if it is the compulsory one or the voluntary one, whether it's your zakah or your fidya, it doesn't matter. But generally, now look at this, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who is regarded as the first mujaddid, the first reviver of Islam. And he was a very great and honest khalifa. It stated about him that he used to buy sacks and sacks of sugar, and he would give this out as sadaqah. So he was asked that, why don't you give its value in the currency or in the money form and take that value and give that as sadaqah? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, I love sugar. I love sweets and sugar. And therefore, I am spending the thing which I love the most in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. What do I love the most? Another question to ask ourselves. Ask ourselves, what do I love the most? And for many people, it would be money, wealth. It would be this. So are we spending this, whatever I love the most, are we spending this in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal? How much of that am I spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal? The honorable daughter of the first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, has said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, do not withhold, otherwise it will be withheld from you as well. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, has said, if you obtain worldly wealth, then spend some of it. Because by spending, it will not decrease even if you begin to lose it. Still, spend some of it as it is not supposed to remain with you. It's not going to remain with us. It won't take us, it won't accompany us to the grave. It won't be there on the day of judgment. But if we spent maximum in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, those rewards, that thawab that we can attain from spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, we shall see the benefits of this. These prophets, these spiritual prophets, we shall see on the day of judgment when we most need it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And one of the prophets or benefits of spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, as mentioned in Majma'u al-Zawa'id, innaha hijabun minan nari liman ihtasabaha yabtaghi biha wajhallah. One who gives sadaqah, one who gives charity for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sadaqah, that charity and donation becomes a shield for him against the fire of hell. Why don't we become wise spiritual investors? This is investing for the hereafter, which is going to soon approach us. Invest, not just in this world. Yes, invest in this dunya. Not a problem. As long as it is halal investments, not a problem. But more important than this are the investments for your hereafter, your preparations for your hereafter, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Imagine that sadaqah, that same charity, will become a shield for you against the fire of Jahannam. And the condition here is for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't allow shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, to destroy our good deeds, destroy our rewards. That I'm giving a sadaqah, even if I'm giving a charity to a poor person, for example, and nobody's around. But Satan will whisper in the heart, in the mind, you know, I wish somebody's looking at me giving this. Respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, riyaqari, ostentation, showing off, will consume the rewards of the good deeds. It will, that reward will vanish and we won't even know. Because which good deeds are guaranteed accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? You don't know, I don't know. But that you will see what was actually accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. So best be a wise spiritual investor by doing maximum good deeds here on the face of this earth, the surface of this earth, whilst we are still living, we are still breathing. That very fact that we are still alive is a chance for us to invest maximum for the grave and the hereafter. And as you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami is working globally. The message has reached over 200 countries and it's working in so many different fields. What you are watching now, this Madani channel, is just one department of Dawat-e-Islami. which has more than 100 departments. And for this, your help is needed. Your financial contributions, not just your financial contributions, but your moral support, your presence for the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtima', separately for Islamic sisters, for Madrasatul Madina, for children, and for grown-ups as well, again, separately for Islamic sisters. So get involved in the Madani activities of Dawud Islami. Get involved with this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. And I tell you something, if you do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will see positive changes in your life. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you, bless us all, and protect us and our families, and grant us the understanding of the importance of spending in His path. Ameen, bijahi an-nabiy al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam.